You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we go back and talk to a former guest, Festus Pote. Festus talked about Beards for Benefits. We were talking about giving children who were special needs an opportunity to go on a hunt. We were actually advertising that they were looking for young people to go on these hunts, and I hope that someone listened and suggested someone get to go and enjoy that. And Festus is going to give us an update on this very special event. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Festus.
Thank you for having me back, Mark. It's really great to be able to talk to you and be able to use your platform to let people know special things that are happening out there with special children and disabled veterans.
Beards for Benefits, how did it go, buddy?
Well, I tell you what, we wound up filling our quota of 20 veterans and 20 disabled children.
Nice.
They were able to take 10 big turkeys during a hunt. The weather didn't play fair on Saturday, but there were still several birds taken. Great news was all the money that was raised, they wound up gifting a track chair to a needy young girl, roam around the countryside in her special track chair. They had several scholarships they gave away. They gave away some shotguns, some rifles, all kind of prizes at the dinner on that Friday night. And they gave away fishing trips, duck hunting trips. I mean, you name it, it was given away. It was an awesome, awesome event. Great success, thanks to Clay Armstrong. They call him Poodoo and his boars with the Beards for Benefits. And thanks to Clay Fussell from down at Camo Dreams in Panama City for helping out. And everybody just made this event special and possible.
What was very cool, Festus, after I posted about Beards for Benefits, I had a couple of friends here in North Alabama who have supported this effort, and then in Central Alabama as well. And I just like that. I love the fact that we have such a close connection, that this organization is getting known in areas outside of where it's taking place in Georgia. I think that's really cool as we start to include some of these young people, these veterans, to be a part of Beards for Benefits.
I agree with you. And right now is, and I can't speak again on behalf of the board because I'm not on a board. I'm just a guy that helps. They are looking at expanding another chapter of Beards for Benefits somewhere to the central United States. That's probably the biggest reason why whenever I work on an event, I try to get guys, kids, and veterans from all over the United States as opposed to just in our local areas, because if you can start touching lives farther away from your local area, the word spreads and helps the organization do better things each year.
I totally agree, and I do want people to go to Beards for Benefits on Facebook, and then also they can go to the website beards4benefits.org. Beards for Benefits is a nonprofit organization that brings together wounded veterans and children with disabilities to turkey hunt, and heroes are helping heroes in this effort. Beards for Benefits, I want people to check that out. And Festus, as we're talking, we have another organization, and you mentioned the last time you were on, you love helping make a difference. And this is another one, and I want you to be able to talk about it and the American Heroes on the Gulf annual deep sea fishing with disabled veterans. Very good event that I want you to share about today.
Yeah, and I really look forward to talking to you about the Iron Man Outdoor Ministries. They're an awesome group of people, and they just love our veterans and they love disabled children. And their goal is to touch lives and make a difference. I'm the veteran coordinator for the Iron Man Outdoor Ministries, and I work closely with them. You have Rick Murphy, who's the big man, and you got Jeff and Greg Godwin. You have great donors and sponsors out there like Dean Dormany, who's part of the Iron Man, and his mother is well known for their stamp on the Iron Man because they developed what's called a Jesus coin. On the front, it's just that. It's a gold Jesus coin, and on the back, it has the Last Supper, and it also has the hand of God coming up through the bottom, just letting you know anything is possible with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as many people as they can impact and touch, I'll tell you, nobody that's ever attended either one of their fishing trips or hunting trips has nothing but great things to say about the impact that it's made on their life and what these guys do for you.
When we talk about this event that's happening, the American Heroes on the Gulf, there's a silent auction, there's music, it's catered by Alabama Coastal Catering, and it's an opportunity for people to support this effort for disabled veterans. And again, we're talking about those who have a special need. We sometimes are able to do things for people who have served our country. Sometimes there are things that we simply can financially support to try to help someone else help them. Maybe there's something that they're able to offer that we can't. And when it comes to a fishing trip like this, I couldn't send a veteran on a fishing trip myself independently. But I could certainly give a dollar or give $5 to help this effort to send a lot of veterans on a fishing trip.
And that's 100% correct. We don't ever set an amount on what anybody can do for us. We take donations of all kinds, whether it be items for the silent auction, whether it be cash donations. We have about 66 tables in the Gulf Shores Convention Center or the Orange Beach Convention Beach Event Center. Each table will host about 10 veterans. If somebody sponsors the table, they get invited with their guests, sit at the table with their veterans, and they get to partake on the fishing trip the following day. Again, we look for any types of cash donations, anything that people want to sponsor. We have people send in a U.S. battle flag that's metal art, and it's been powder-coated red, white, and blue, and that's an item we're going to use in the silent auction. We have people donating $300 or $400. It doesn't matter. Whatever you can give will make a difference because it all goes to the funding of the trip. And what's unique about the trip with the Ironman is the only responsibility the veteran has is he needs to get to Orange Beach. When he gets to Orange Beach, the banquet on Thursday night will have over 600 people there honoring our veterans. Again, like you said, they'll have the silent auction, live music, food is catered. Then the next day, they get to go out on a boat. We have 390-foot deck boats or party boats with several smaller boats. The veteran doesn't have to pay for fuel, bait, gas, boat, rods and reels, and not even their license. Everything is 100% covered, and we also provide lodging for them, too.
That is incredible. I looked at fishing trips. One time we went to Pensacola with my daughter, and it's very, very expensive. I'll just say we found a member of the church that attended a church in Pensacola, and he actually took us out. He had some equipment, and we were able to enjoy ourselves that way off the pier. But for veterans to be able to have this special opportunity and to go out on the water, be able to enjoy themselves that way, man, what an incredible opportunity for them to get to enjoy nature in that way.
You're 100% right. And I have several veterans that are captains on boats. And normally the going rate to get on a boat is anywhere from $150 to $200, depending on the season you're in. And that's per hour. And usually they want at least a 3 or 4 hour minimum. So you can see how expensive it is. And by somebody sponsoring a table, that takes care of 10 veterans, not just the boat, but everything. Last year, like I shared some pictures with you, you'll see when you post on a thing, a deck full of fish, you'll see a couple guys catching big fish. And it's just an experience for veterans all across the United States to come together that don't know each other and go out for a day of good fellowship and camaraderie, spend time with people that went through what they went through.
And Festus, I believe we live in a different time when it comes to appreciation of our veterans. I know that so many people are very vocal about how much they appreciate our veterans and their service to our country. and even those who may have not been treated very well after Vietnam. I hope that those who have served in Vietnam know that we appreciate them. We appreciate their service. It's a different time. It's a different day. You served our country as young men and women, and we do appreciate your service. And I hope that there are some Vietnam veterans out there who get to experience this, who know that there are people who love and care about them and want them to be able to enjoy something very special for the sacrifice that they made for our country.
And to that point, there are some Vietnam veterans that are going to be attending this trip. I would just encourage everybody out there listening to your show, when you're out in public and you're walking around the store or wherever you're at, it's not hard to find many veterans. Unlike myself, I never wear anything that says that I was a veteran, just my personal preference. But you'll see veterans wearing World War II hats. If you see a veteran wearing a World War II hat, guys, walk up to them and say, thank you for your service. We appreciate what you did. Those guys are dying off at several hundred a day, and there's not going to be very many World War II vets left. There are no World War I vets left. So that leaves us with our Vietnam veterans who probably caught the most flack when it came to a war. You know, every time I see a Vietnam vet walking around in a hat, I always say, thank you for your service. I appreciate what you did. And it goes the same way with anybody from Vietnam forward to our current time. I always thank them for their service. If you see a soldier, an airman, a coastie, a jarhead, a Marine in uniform, a Navy guy, take a second and say, hey, thank you for your service.
American Heroes on the Gulf annual deep sea fishing with disabled veterans is happening Thursday, May the 12th, Friday, May 13th. There's a VIP dinner and veteran sponsors are now available. It's taking place at Orange Beach Event Center at 4671 Wharf Parkway. There'll be a silent auction, live music by Michael B. Reddy and band, catered by Alabama Coastal Catering. If you want to support a table, it's $750 for a table of 10, $75 individual tickets to sponsor a table. You can call Rachel at 251-609-3400. Friday, May 13th, 7 a.m. boat launch at Hudson Marina. And you can make financial donations to paypal.me/ironmen1 or at givesendgo.com/G2XFQ/donate. Festus, this is a great event, and I hope that people will support it financially, and I hope that our veterans do enjoy this special opportunity to go out there during the American Heroes on the Gulf annual deep sea fishing with disabled veterans event.
I really have to thank you, Mark, for allowing us to use your platform to try to reach as many people as we can. We really appreciate any donations to the cause. The Ironmen have been doing great things when it comes to fishing with veterans, hunting with veterans, fishing and hunting with disabled children. And we just want to keep this going. And they really do care about veterans. They just really appreciate showing their love and support for the men and women who died and fought for our country. But I really do appreciate you and your time. You're an awesome person. Anything is possible and everything is possible through God. So thank you, Mark.
Absolutely, folks. Festus Pote joining us today to talk about the annual deep sea fishing with disabled veterans, American Heroes on the Gulf. Glad to have him on the show today. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Daniel Powell, also known as Captain Challenge. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
And we're back. A couple of weeks ago, we were at the U.S. Paralympics time trials for cyclists. We mentioned Challenged Athletes Foundation. If you followed the show for any length of time, you've heard about Challenged Athletes Foundation. And you've also heard about Captain Challenge, my friend Daniel Powell, and his effort to support CAF, some amazing challenges that he has undertaken over the years. Always glad to be able to have Captain Challenge on the program. Welcome back to the Mark White Show.
It's so great to be back. It's funny when you mention big challenges. I always try and challenge myself. And there's a great citation in the Bible that says, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Four superlatives in a row. Exceeding abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. And so I'm thinking some big things. I'm asking for some big things. I did seven Ironman triathlons on six continents in 5 years while raising $400,000 for the Challenge Athletes Foundation. And I figured, no, that was pretty good, but I've got to up the ante. And I just finished a 40-day Exuntech. This Sunday, I'll have been back 4 weeks. I bicycled from Chicago to L.A. along Route 66 to help fund a brand new community center that's being built in Chicago on the south side. And it was at 66 and King Drive, rough neighborhood. And I went along Route 66 and I raised $166,000 in those 40 days and 40 nights, also biblical. But I'm over that now. I'm at 168. So success all the way around, but not without its challenges.
What were some of the challenges that you had, Daniel?
First of all, before I even got there, I drove from San Diego to Chicago, losing 50 degrees of temperature along the way. And the last, I don't know if you remember, February 1st was a huge ice storm across a big swath of the United States. And I'm driving in a Sprinter van, pulling an 18-foot trailer through an ice storm. I passed 20 jackknife trucks in the center divide, and I was just cruising along and made it on February 2nd, the chronological middle of winter, Groundhog Day, and then spent seven nights on the roof on this site of the community center to be built at 66th and King Drive in South Chicago. And we were on eight shipping containers, 2 feet wide, 2 feet long, 2 feet high, or two containers high, two containers wide, two containers long. And that was home in a tent for 7 days. I was up there with Pastor Corey Brooks, whose idea is to build this center. They've been helping people with Project Hood, H-O-O-D. It stands for Helping Others Obtain Destiny. A lot of job training, getting people productively employed, because when you do that, so many other benefits happen. The first challenge was the first week where it was about 13 degrees the whole week. It snowed probably four of those 7 days. And I heard five shootings during those 7 days, which was actually low for Chicago, given that there's almost 10 shootings per day in Chicago. 797 people perished just last year alone, which is more than either New York or Los Angeles with much bigger populations. So it's ground zero for gun violence. It's also ground zero for poverty. The statistics are horrifying. The kids are at 5% of grade level, 80% single parent household, 35% unemployment rate. I'm not sure of the incarceration rate, but I think it's probably in that same 35%. So just bad stats all the way around. And then the positive stats, we're going to build a three-story, 85,000 square foot, $35 million community center complete with basketball courts and swimming pools, etc. But the most important part for me, and I think for the community, in addition to having a community meeting room, which will be state of the art, it will be the job training, tutoring for after school, giving kids a safe place to go after school rather than joining a gang. And one thing about gang violence, it doesn't stop at the gangs. I mean, the gang guys are getting shot, killed, but the bullets don't stop. While he was on the roof before I got there, an 8-year-old girl was killed from an errant bullet. I met a boy, actually, I think he's 15. I think when he was 14, he got shot in the arm, fortunately in the arm and not in the chest or the head. He was riding his bicycle just in the neighborhood and he's shot. It's interesting around there. If you go one block off of where you're supposed to be or where you live, you have the severe potential of getting shot and killed because you're in the wrong neighborhood. And the wrong neighborhood is just one block away from where you live. So it's dire, but we've got hope and faith. And you asked about the challenges. The first challenge was driving out. Second challenge was being on the roof. And then the third challenge was actually biking back in the middle of winter. I started on February 9th, arriving March 20th. I can just give you a tick off a few of the challenges. One is every single day but one was a 20-mile-an-hour headwind. The only time it wasn't 20 mile an hour is when it was gusting to 30 to 50. That's rough on a bicycle. You feel like sometimes you're giving it full effort and you're actually going backwards. But I had a crew. I flew a driver out. Coordinator came out from Indianapolis and went the whole way back to California with me. So if I could tuck in behind the vehicle, that would cut out a lot of the wind. So there's a lot of coordination between my team and I. We had 4 days at 4 degrees, and then I joked that it warmed up to a very toasty minus 15. There was, again, 20-mile-an-hour winds. It was about 8 degrees nominal temperature and then 20-mile-an-hour headwinds, which was a minus 15 degrees wind chill. And they closed the schools and they closed businesses because they didn't want anybody on the roads during this ice storm. My team says, "You're not going to ride in this." I know. "Oh, yes, I am." If you do the math, it was 2,448 miles. I gave myself 40 days to do it. So it's a little over 60 miles per day. And I don't have a rest day in there. If I have a rest day, that means the next day I got to go 120 or I need to amp up the rest of them. And I did actually have some rest days because my longest day was 151 miles. And that was through the California desert. And the temperatures, instead of minus 15, went up to 100. So my temperature range during the trip was minus 15 to 100. So that was a challenge. The 20-mile-an-hour headwind was a challenge. Trying to raise money while I'm on the bicycle. I was making calls while I was on the bike with my phone and earbuds. And it was very challenging. It was coordination. I don't know exactly where you're going to stay each night, but it was a grand adventure and super successful, and so successful that less than 4 weeks, 29 days to the day that I arrived in Santa Monica, I'm going to take off again from San Diego and I'm going to bike to New Orleans, fundraising to the community center for Project Hood. So I'm excited about that trip, and that trip's going to take me maybe as close to your neck of the woods, Mark. So I'm excited that maybe we might get to meet somewhere outside of Nashville, because I'll be in Nashville for several days after I'm done with New Orleans.
Project Hood, which needs some help. It needs our support. The community needs our help. Those innocent people in that community who happen to live there, they need resources. They need the tools to be able to advance their life, especially the young people. And so these causes are so worthy of our time and our energy. And I hope that people listening will take the ability that they have to support this effort.
It's really interesting that you say that, because I got a 81, I think I have 81 donors, and I was matching. That's the other thing. I told everybody, I won't ask you to give to anything that I don't give to. So I matched every single donation. And interestingly enough, there were people, it's kind of the story in the Bible of the widow's mite. Sometimes the people with the least gave the most. My maid, who I pay $120 to come and clean my house, she knew what I was doing, and she said very sincerely, I want to donate the $120 to the cause of the Project Hood. Super kind, noble gesture, because she got four kids, her youngest one's special needs, so really she doesn't have the money, but I was going to, of course, honor her in her generosity. I had people along the way give $20. I had somebody at a church write a check for $10. I had people give me $50 and $100 cash along the route. And it's interesting because I've got some friends that probably have $20 to $50 million net worth that would give me $50. So it's interesting about ability. Of course, everybody's got good causes. I'm sure everybody is trying to do the right thing. But it's interesting. Every time I give more, I'm blessed more. So for me, each time that I am generous, I find it comes back to me in positive life experiences and everything else. So I'll encourage your audience to try it and just see what the result is, meaning that go ahead and just be more generous than you think you can afford. Just do it once and just see how it feels. And I know for myself, it feels absolutely great. Feels grand. I call it plant trees under whose shade you will never benefit. So we will probably never meet these people in Ukraine that we're helping resettle, but we're providing them shade and shelter. That is actually, I think one of the great philosophers, great authors, he said, it's not a successful day until you have helped somebody who has no hope of repaying you back.
Captain Challenge, let's tell people how to plant those trees.
Okay, well, if you want to do Project Hood, it's projecthood.org. And, of course, you mentioned the Challenge Athletes Foundation. I've raised $1.3 million for them over the years, and they help with specialized equipment and travel expenses and training expenses and mentoring, et cetera. And that's challengeathletes.org. Project Hood. I think if Project Hood can get this center built, and I believe they will, we've raised $11 million of the $35 million, so we're about a third of the way there. And what will be amazing is to see the change in the community from a great place to congregate, a great place to recreate, a great place to get job training. And if it works in Chicago, kind of the worst of the worst as far as gun violence and poverty and despair, it'll work in Philadelphia and Detroit and Los Angeles and some of these other places where people, quite frankly, are forgotten, doing it the right way and really focusing on the problem and the need and responding and boots on the ground, which a lot of times, you know, money gets flown in. And there are no boots on the ground, so it's either wasted or absconded with. So I truly believe that this projecthood.org is going to be the answer for Chicago. And if it's the answer for Chicago, it could be an answer for a lot of these areas that are forgotten. So I'm super happy to be supporting them. We're at 178,000 right now. I want to get to 200,000 at least by the time I get to New Orleans. And it's projecthood.org. If you want to follow Captain Challenge on Instagram, it's captain.challenge, captain.challenge on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Captain Challenge. And usually I post every day where I'm at, the challenges I had, and how much money we raised, that type of thing. So it's Captain Challenge on Facebook and captain.challenge on Insta. And look forward to having people follow and like and contribute. And thanks again, Mark, for having me on.
Absolutely. Daniel Powell, Captain Challenge, always glad to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about your challenges, your efforts to make a difference in our communities, and we appreciate you joining us today.
Well, always nice to be on your show, and I look forward to meeting you when I'm in the South near your home. That'll be probably in the next 4 weeks. I look forward to meeting you and breaking bread with you. Thanks so much, Mark. As always, I so appreciate what you're doing, encouraging others to make a difference. I will say it again. You try and make a difference to somebody else, and it'll benefit you as much as or greater than it benefits the person you're trying to help. Just trust me on that. Go with me. Act like I'm a nut, but do it. Try it, and you'll see, and then you'll go, wow, that felt really good. I'm going to do that again.
I love it. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Festus Pote and Captain Challenge and all those who are making a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. And I also want you to follow the podcast, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.